This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Wong Xiaoning together with Philip C. Let's talk about Malaysia's debt to GDP limit. Because the Dewan Rakyat yesterday unanimously passed a bill that will increase the federal government's statutory debt limit from 60 to 65% of GDP. This is to raise the ceiling cap for the COVID-19 fund by $45 billion to $110 billion.
Well, this bill will be in effect until the last day of 2022, after which the debt ceiling will return to its original limit of 60%. Now, what are you going to use the money for, right? So for wage subsidies and projects under the 12th Malaysia Plan, to increase SMEs and vulnerable good funding, as well as strengthen the economic recovery and public healthcare systems. Now, we aren't the only ones that did this, because Taiwan has recently raised its debt ceiling from 60% to 70%. But what are the consequences of a higher debt ceiling, and will this be used to help Malaysians that are truly in need?
And it's Thailand, not Taiwan, by the
Thailand.
Way.
Thailand, oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
But to help us answer this question, we speak to Dr. Juwita Mohamad, Indo-Pacific Fellow from the Perth US Asia Centre. Good morning. Now, will this increase in the debt limit be sufficient to actually rebuild the economy and help eradicate some of the economic scar tissue that we are facing?
Good morning, everybody. In my humble opinion, this increase in the debt ceiling will give Malaysia some fiscal space to strengthen, again, what was mentioned before, the public health sector, to support economic growth in the few years to come, and also to provide social assistance to vulnerable groups and also households. As the pandemic had impacted various groups negatively in different degrees in the past 2 years. This move is very much needed to ease the burden of the people, of our businesses that are surviving, and also our strained healthcare system.
So help us understand the concentration, because we know the numbers, right? A delta of about $45 billion as a result of the ceiling. How would you allocate that $45 billion across all the different needs now?
Well, as I mentioned before, there are so many groups that have been impacted negatively. So again, I see that the government would not be choosing one particular sector over the other. I feel that with improved sector targeting and also with improved execution of funds disbursements by different agencies, and also with reviewed amount and also types of allocation, all sectors may benefit tremendously. And again, the first and the initial target would be not just on rebuilding and strengthening SMEs as they try to ease their way into the digital economy and digital trade activities, but also to put in more liquidity in vulnerable groups. Now it's not the B40s anymore. I heard it's now the B50s. So again, these sectors or these groups will benefit tremendously from the new COVID funds.
But I'm also curious whether we should actually then address the issue of transparency and accountability in how the COVID funds are dispersed. So do you think this Fiscal Responsibility Act is a critical piece of legislation?
Yes, I feel that this new bill that's going to be introduced is vital. But at the end of the day, I also feel that when you talk about transparency and accountability of how funds are being dispersed, we need to look at the data collected, and also we need to look at progress that is being tracked from all of these stimulus packages from 2 years back. And only through this can we see how the government has rightly or appropriately target recipients of assistance packages. And also we can also see how these assistance or these disbursements are impactful on different households. So again, data on disbursements of funds should be published publicly. So again, there's a check and balance on leakages.
Now, I want to talk to you about timelines, because we understand the finance minister has increased the debt ceiling, but it will expire at the end of 2022. Are you confident with that timeline, or do you see actually MOF extending it further?
Unfortunately, I can't really say, as I do not know what other threats await us in the near future. It depends on how the government is able to contain the upcoming variants of COVID, and also its execution in vaccine programs for boosters. So it is safe to say that with limited fiscal space, if another emergency comes by, the debt ceiling will need to be increased.
But then should we look at other ways in which the government should fund the 12 Malaysian plan, for example, in the COVID front, other than just raising the debt ceiling?
This is a very difficult issue. As many analysts have mentioned, the raising of the debt ceiling should be the last resort. But when we look at other forms of income for the government, broadening the tax band may not be the best move to be introduced in the near term. As again, this will burden households even more. Introducing new taxes like the GST tax, it's also not the best move, as this may dampen spending and also burden households that saw their incomes and also savings depleted in the last 2 years or so due to the pandemic and the lockdowns. So the Minister of Finance has mentioned that the plan is to address leakages in duties for certain goods and to address corruption as well, to ensure that the limited resources and fundings are used to the fullest by the government. I really hope that if this can happen in the next few years, it would be a great improvement. But if not, new measures need to be deployed to solve this age-old issue of leakages.
I mean, when I listen to you, it really sounds like we will definitely end up with a deficit for this budget. So in your view, right, is it really too early then to have this conversation about fiscal prudent spending and discipline? Because it's really been nearly like 25 years, right, where we've actually spent more than we make.
Yes, unfortunately, now is not the time to be prudent. We need to allocate more liquidity in the market into the hands of households and businesses to revive the economy and social well-being of our people. And such a measure is not being not just being taken by developing countries, but also in developed countries like even the U.S. So again, all the governments are, going deeper into their pockets to try to grow their economies in the short term.
And since we have you on the line, Dr. Jupiter, I mean, what do you hope to see from Budget 2022, where the theme is recovery, resilience and reform?
I would like to see a review of all of the stimulus packages that have been introduced since last year and its effectiveness towards targeted groups before the budget is even tabled. I would like to also see an improvement in funds delivery, and also, as I mentioned before, data collection, so that its impact on different groups can be tracked, especially for the B50 group and also the MSMEs. So allocations for these groups may be in cash and also non-cash forms according to the needs of these groups.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Dr. Juwita Mohamad, Indo-Pacific Fellow from the Perth US Asia Centre. I think her last point is very valid. Before we give out any more money, let's find out how effective our stimulus packages have been. Yep. Because otherwise we are repeating the same mistakes, if we have any, again and again, and then it wouldn't be effective in the first place.
That's right. I think that's why the Ministry of Finance has this unit called Laksana, where they were responsible to dole out, I think, the funds. But the question is whether it's delivering the outcomes. That's the question.
And to the people who need it the most, right? So whether it's the right B40s and the right SMEs, because I want to be clear on this. I'm sure some SMEs actually have done not so badly during this time, while others, of course, have done tremendously badly, for example, those in tourism or hospitality. So the issue is, are we targeting the right groups? And I think that conversation needs to be had. But budget is actually round the corner. It's October 29th. And I wonder how much data collection has been already taking place or has taken place between the different government agencies so that we have a clearer picture in terms of what Malaysia needs in terms of recovering and also what to do for 2022. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.